Welcome to today's Wrenchcat Village Let's Talk Pella. I'm Andrew Schneider. On today's program, Gene Holthouse and Bob Vandepoel with Pine Rest Mental Health Services join us on today's program. They're here to talk about Vandepoel's visit and some of the work he's done with the Crisis Care Network. First of all, explain why you brought Bob to town and why you kind of coordinated with the chamber to put on this event.
Bob works for Pine Rest, and we believe it's really important to meet people in those places of crisis and are there to provide those services. And Bob is an expert at that, and I wanted him to be able to give back to the community and give information to the community leaders about how they could best lead their people when there's crises that happen, because those happen in all of our lives, whether they're small or they're big.
We might as well bring in the man of the hour, Bob. And you have a special connection here to town, and we've actually talked about this on the phone before. And you are from Pella, a Pella Christian grad, and you had one of your classmates here in the room today. So what does it mean, first of all, for you to be back in Pella and to bring this kind of expertise to businesses that otherwise might not have access to this information?
I'm very grateful for having had the opportunity to grow up in Pella. Pella is a wonderful city. My parents still live here, but it was a wonderful place to grow up in that it was safe. It had the safety of a small town with foundations in faith and family and community investment, but it had the resources of a much larger community. And so when I looked at similar cities, similarly sized cities, they didn't have the pools and the tennis courts and the libraries and the college atmosphere that Pella had. I'm very grateful for having the opportunity to grow up here, and getting a chance to come back and give something back is a wonderful thing.
Well, and what did you give back today? Because you have very unique experiences in mental health services where you were a member of a team and actually the president eventually of an organization that led crisis response to some of the biggest tragedies really in this century. So talk about what you were able to bring today and some of the things you talked about with some of these business leaders.
I'm really grateful. I think in my career, I've gotten to do what I was created to do. And my call has been to be there for people on the worst day of their life. And isn't it amazing that, when you do that, it also has wonderful financial ramifications and resilience ramifications for businesses and organizations and communities. So what I hope people learned today, at the breakfast this morning and at the training this afternoon, was the importance of leading your people with competence and compassion. Because when the wheels fall off, when it's an awful, awful, awful day, people look to leaders and they want to know, one, does my leader care about me? And two, does she or he know what they're doing? And so if leaders in the community are just an inch better at having a plan, at recognizing their important role in leadership in crisis, then it's been a successful day.
Have you seen that in Pella? We're going to move the microphone around. It's not something that's just the big cities. It's not something that's just, you hear about 9/11 and you hear about Sandy Hook and tragic events like that. But there are things that happen every day here in Pella, in Knoxville, in Marion County.
Most of the major businesses in this community have experienced some sort of crisis that they've had to respond to. And Pinerest has been grateful to be able to be a part of that response. Several of the schools have had tragedies happen that they've had to respond to. So it's not just something that happens on a mass scale in large cities. It does affect Marion County. I can think of numerous ways it's affected the county.
Yeah, Andrew, a minor fender bender is one that happens to somebody else. And when it's your car, it's a major event. In like manner, tragedies happen. You have traffic fatalities. You have suicides, you have domestic violence, you have workplace tragedies that lead to fatalities or catastrophic accidents, and those have big ramifications upon people. So it doesn't have to make CNN in order to be impactful. Something that happens to me or to you is a tragedy to us.
And you have been a part of big ones and small ones, and what is that message for you?
I think the message, and as I shared this morning, it's a message I got from my grandfather, who said, "Ok young, do the right thing and it's good for business." Translate that from Yankee Dutch. It's do the right thing for your people during a tragedy. And not only is it the right thing to do, but there are huge financial and business objectives that can be obtained by doing so.
And thanks again to Gene Holthouse and Bob Vandepoel for joining us on today's Wrenchcat Village Let's Talk Pella, Pella's best value in retirement living. More of today's news and local information is next on KNIA KRLS.